Truth time. I don't know how to start this show. And not only that, but I want to tell you about what's going on. I spent all day today researching this shooting in Parkland, Florida. I've got 3 pages worth of notes. 3 pages worth of notes about this, and I don't want to talk about it. I have worked myself into such a frustration over this. I don't want to talk about this.
I mean, it's entirely up to you, man.
I never thought that it would come to a point in my life where I got so upset over stuff that I saw on the news. I thought at this point I would be, I don't know, resilient to it. What is the word I'm searching for?
Numb to it?
Numb. Yeah. Because you see it so often and you think at some point you'd be desensitized to it. And yet I compiled these 3 pages worth of news and notes about gun violence and mass shootings. And as I'm sitting here looking over at them and all this hard work I put into this, I don't want to read them. And I'm trying really hard not to lose my composure. And I feel stupid.
You're not stupid.
I was like, why do you feel stupid?
The people that are numb to all of this and just turn a blind eye are the ones that are stupid.
And, you know, that's one of the most frustrating things about this is getting on Facebook today and seeing the things people have been writing about this and the arguments that people have been making and how frustrating it is that it's like it wasn't even about these people that were dead. It was mostly about how much people love guns and how great guns are. And if that's your stance in life, that you love guns, like, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'm sure guns are great. But the fact that, you know, 17 people died yesterday. And
not just people, kids.
Kids and teachers. And your number one argument is how guns aren't the problem. Like, that is your focus. And it's so frustrating. There are people that I know personally who are friends of mine who have made this hardline stance against, you know, all of this stuff that's happened. And they don't seem to care about that. All they care about is that they're going to take their guns away again. This is not the first time we've had this conversation. Even on this show, this is not the first time we've had this conversation. We covered the Pulse nightclub shooting. We covered the shooting in France. We covered the church shooting. We covered the Vegas shooting. We have talked about this to nauseam. And still, the first thing I see is people talking about, you're not going to take my guns. Don't take my guns. And I am so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. I don't know what else to say. And I could read you all of these stats that I've compiled about how, and you've probably heard some of these on the news today, that the United States makes up 5% of the world's population and we're 31% of,
gun homicides.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That five of the 10 biggest mass shootings, deadliest shootings in U.S. history have taken place in the last 3 years.
Yep.
I could read all of these stats to you that tells you how terrible things are, and you would not care because it does not fit your narrative that guns are great.
You can have your pistols. You can have your rifles. You don't need AKs.
There is no reasonable person in the United States that needs an AR-15 rifle for protection or for hunting. And that's what the gun was in this. That's what this guy, this 19-year-old guy, he walked into school, he pulled a fire alarm to get kids to come out, and then he shot them with, if not an AR-15, it was a semi-automatic rifle in the style of an AR-15.
And it was flat out premeditated.
It was premeditated, and he bought it legally. He passed background checks. I also have a bunch of stats about Florida's gun laws that I could read you, where he bought the gun. Like the fact that you don't need a permit or license to buy or register. You don't have to register a firearm. You don't need a permit to conceal carry a rifle or shotgun. You can buy as many guns as you want. Gun sellers don't have to have a state license to sell firearms. There are so many things that would make you so mad if you were a reasonable person. And yet the only thing that I'm seeing is people talking about how this is not a gun issue. This is a mental health issue. And if it is a mental health issue and you really believe that, then where was your outrage last year when Donald Trump rolled back the Obama regulation that would have kept guns out of the hands of the severely mentally ill?
Seriously. Mm-hmm.
That would have added 75,000 names to a registry, to a database that would keep them from buying guns.
And on top of that, like how much Donald Trump cut from mental health programs.
Like, yeah.
I mean, that was big in the budget cuts. Like that went out the door along with, you know, education and other unimportant things like healthcare.
So many people, they keep talking about mental health. They keep throwing it out. I saw a great picture today that it had a United States flag in the middle. And then at the top, it said school shooting. And it was a cycle going around the flag. School shooting, thoughts and prayers, mental health issue. And it basically, it's just a cycle that keeps going.
Yep.
Because
mm-hmm.
they say it's a mental health issue and then they offer no solutions. They offer no money to help. I have notes in here about, did you hear about the Dickey Amendment? From 1996?
No.
Mm-mm.
The Dickey Amendment, which basically placed a 20-year ban that's still going on, 20-plus year ban on gun research, gun violence research from the CDC.
Yeah,
what?
No, I have heard about that. Yeah.
That is a legitimate thing. And even
NRA got that pushed through Congress back in 1996.
They lobbied for it and they got it because the NRA is in the pockets of so many of our congressmen.
Other way around.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I get my words mixed up.
I just want to make sure it's clear for listeners too.
Like Senator Marco Rubio, who sent out thoughts and prayers, and I've got notes here about how much money he's gotten from the NRA and how he's like number 8 on their list of most contributed, people. That it's mind boggling. It's mind boggling. It's 90, the 90 U.S. mass shootings are nearly 1/3 of the 292 attacks globally for the same period. It's an epidemic. It's a disease. And if it's not guns, then what is it? And if it's not guns, then why aren't we talking about what it is? Why aren't we talking about this? Why is this going to go away?
Well, because you can't politicize a tragedy like this.
It's not time yet to talk about guns.
You gotta wait.
You know, I think I figured it out. I think I figured out why they say it's not time to talk about this yet. It's the time to heal. It's because these happen so frequently that we haven't healed yet before the next one happens. So if the next shooter could wait just a few months to give us time to heal from this, because the last shooting, I think, was what? It was in Vegas and it was just
November,
October, yeah. Something like that. It's only been so many months. Do you know? Oh, there's one of my favorite. Did you know that there have been, where was it? There have been 18 school shootings in the first 45 days of 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, two of them happened back to back.
There have been 291 school shootings since 2013. Breaks down to, and that's when they started keeping check on them. When they started keeping records of them, there have been 291 school shootings since 2013. It breaks down to one per week.
That is insane.
And see, one of the things that I keep seeing on Facebook, one of the most recent things that I've been seeing a lot of that just really pisses me off. It's funny how coincidental it is that all these mass shootings have started, you know, within the last 30 years, you know, when parents stopped disciplining their children. And to that I say, fuck you.
I also saw that argument that said we need more spankings. We need more, everyone offering up solutions.
I got spanked as a child. I don't feel like I'm ill-adjusted.
Everyone offering up solutions that don't equal talking about guns.
Yeah. Well, cause guns aren't the issue. That's what they keep saying. But it has never been easier in a lot of states to get a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the state of Missouri right now, you can go to gun show, you can buy a gun. Yeah, they have to call a phone number sometimes. They didn't have to, I think, for Mandy.
No, not that second time when I swapped guns.
Yeah.
Well, my gun for a different pistol.
Right, yeah. Mandy traded in her pistol for another pistol.
But still, Mandy was getting a pistol, not an artillery rifle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is, like, yeah, you can do that, and then in the state of Missouri, you don't need a permit to conceal
still
and carry.
Anymore. Not anymore. I was telling Shannon about that earlier, because one of my coworkers was telling me about it a few weeks ago.
My roommate Bob, Lindsay and I, he has an AR-15. And I know why he has it. It's not for protection. It's not for hunting.
It's a toy.
He thinks it's cool. And maybe it is cool.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, guns are cool.
Yeah.
Guns. Like, don't get me wrong.
But is that worth it?
No.
Is that worth this? And there are so many people that are going to listen to this show probably and not be friends with me anymore. And I'm not going to be the type of person to say, good, I don't want you to be my friend, because I do want you to be my friend. If you can't have an open discussion with me about this, then I'm not the problem. You are. If you can't fathom losing your assault rifle, then you're the problem, because you don't need an assault rifle. No one, outside of police or military needs an assault rifle. And that's what's killing these kids. Yes, handguns are just as bad. Handguns are almost as bad. You could take a handgun into a school and shoot someone. But if you, and there will be people that argue, well, you know, what if it's, if you outlaw guns, it'll be knives. If you outlaw knives, it'll be spoons. Sure. People will always find ways to kill each other.
Oh, and the other
one. If you go back to the Vegas thing, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but my point being, if you go back to the Vegas thing, would 59 people have died?
From a knife?
From a knife?
Yeah.
No.
Thrown at people from a hotel mile away?
And see, the argument I always see against that are IEDs. They could just as easily make a pipe bomb using stuff out the bottom of their sink. Fuck you. Do you really think it's that easy to make a pipe bomb? Like, yeah, the ingredients are ready and available, but it's not that easy to make a pipe bomb that could unleash the same amount of devastation as an assault rifle.
And I really hope the people that are listening to me right now that like their guns aren't just immediately tuning us out because this is another anti-gun show. This is another anti-gun argument. I can't stress this enough to you that I don't want to take away your freedoms and your rights, but I don't think the people that wrote the Constitution had any idea of what an AR-15 was. I don't think that
those muskets.
Yeah.
Muzzle loaders. With one or two shots per so many minutes. Yeah.
They did not have any idea that in the future guns would be so available and so readily available and so devastating that a 19-year-old kid could wipe out 17 lives in minutes.
Also, it might be important to note that Mandy and I are both gun owners.
Yes.
Like, I own a firearm, so does Mandy. There are more people on our show that own firearms.
Our roommate owns multiple firearms. And I trust him. Like, this isn't...
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, like, because no one should have guns. Like, it's fine. Any reasonably sane person who owns a gun, there's no reason that you should not want stricter gun laws. You have guns. You have your guns. You can get your guns. Why would you not want it to make it harder for people who shouldn't have guns to get guns?
Right.
I don't understand. If your love for guns are that much that you place them above the safety of people, like, what kind of person are you?
Because really, like, these people, a lot of people, and I mean, not every gun owner, because there are sane gun owners out there, but
there are
you really have to recognize that it's far too easy to get a gun right now. And there are a lot of people out there who would rather just, there be a vending machine.
You could just
throw in cash and get a gun. And why? Why do you want it to be that easy to get a gun?
America is the only country where in the wake of shootings, mass shootings, the desire to purchase guns goes up instead of down.
Oh, yeah. The NRA loves mass shootings.
Every other country, if there is a shooting, if there is a tragedy, people want less guns. America is the only country where they want more guns. In fact, I saw multiple arguments today that really upset me. And I'm going to try really hard to stay calm and not just get into a screaming match because I want to scream. You know, you get that feeling where you want to scream, but you're so tired now you can't scream.
Yes.
It's inside of you, but you can't let it out. That's where I'm at right now. And I saw some arguments today, one of which being that the teacher should be armed.
No.
Let's arm teachers.
Because what's to keep a kid from school getting one of those guns?
Well, not only that, but there's a couple of things. And a friend of mine who I don't know if he wants me to name him, so he knows who I'm talking about. But he asked, you know, if you do this, who's going to pay for the guns? You're talking about a school system where we can barely afford textbooks or to pay teachers. You're cutting programs left and right. Where are you going to get the money for all these weapons to arm these teachers?
The arts department. Cut music.
Let's cut music. Yeah. Kids don't need music. We need to arm our teachers.
Right.
What happens when a teacher is unstable? What happens
when that kid has pushed them to that brink?
Yeah. And he waves his gun around as a disciplinary action.
Yeah.
Or what happens when he mistakenly, you know, you see cops all the time shooting innocent people, unarmed people, because they felt threatened. Well, what happens when a teacher does that?
Because
teachers aren't trained.
If it just falls, like in a restaurant I worked, a guy had a gun and it just fell literally in front of me and it was pointed at me when I hit the ground. Do you know how terrifying that is?
Especially if they were dumb enough and didn't have the safety on and it was loaded.
Yeah. So can you imagine just like if you like knocked it out of your desk or something and your gun just clatters in a classroom full of kids?
Or student just grabs your gun. Like, there are so many things that could go wrong.
Or do you want teachers to walk around like the old West?
I would not feel comfortable with my child in there. I had to tell my child to be safe today. Do you know how, like, that's not okay?
I had a guy walk in today, and this is nothing against the guy. He was a perfectly nice guy. But he walked in, and he looked like these guys you see on TV now that shoot places. And I got a little nervous immediately. People walk in now, strangers I don't know, and I felt hesitant. You know, I'm looking at him, and I literally wondered, what if someone walked in here with a gun? I couldn't do anything about it. Everyone would be dead. What if SEMO, you know, got shot? What if someone, you know, we have friends that go to SEMO. Allie goes to SEMO. You know, what happens if someone walks into SEMO, into the art department, and shoots that place up, and, you know, and we lose Allie or something? I mean, it's all of these thoughts are just,
You see, it's never going to happen to us.
Well, no.
Like, and that's why we get to keep our guns.
Did you know that Parkland, Florida was voted the safest city in Florida last year?
That's crazy.
With car break-ins and only a couple of assaults?
That sounds about right.
And now it's, I don't know where the ranking is for this on the list of worst shootings of all time in the United States, but I believe it's top 10.
I mean, awesome, 17 dead probably. That's a big number.
What confused me is he was suspended, so how did he get
expelled? He was
like, expelled. Because to get into Mike school, I have to have my ID and I have to be buzzed in. I guess that's just around here, though. Obviously, it's different everywhere. But I feel like if you're expelled and they see you, they should have caught that.
But it's like, it's probably like Jesse said, that'll never happen to us. We're the safest city in Florida.
Yeah.
It can happen anywhere. And
I know different schools are different, like you said. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Cape Central, like most recent high school graduates, whenever I was, you know, a year or 2 years out, me and a few friends, like, went to Cape to visit. What you're supposed to do is go into the main office, you sign in, you get a little name tag, and you say exactly where you're going to go. Mm-hmm. What we did was just walk straight to the room we wanted to go to.
Yeah, we could do that at first, but then you had to wait till, like, the end of the day. But, like, recently they changed, at least with the elementary schools, they are, like, locked in and... You have to buzz in and, like, tell them why you're there and, like, who your kid is, and then go to the office with your ID.
Oh,
I can't
good.
Even. He had his Valentine's Day party, and I had to have my ID to get in to the party.
Because, I know, that was actually a fear when I was a little kid of my dad's, that my mom was going to show up and pull us out of school. And she had to have – or he had to have, like, her on a list at the office of, like, people not allowed in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, along with, like, a few of my other relatives that my dad was afraid were going to come kidnap us.
Yeah, there's a list of, like, two or three people that can pick your kid up from school if you can't, unless you, like, call and say.
Yeah.
Did you know that the shooter, and I, for once, I'm actually not going to name any names. You know, that was the thing that Asa, and I think you, argued
a
lot with me
of.
When the church shooting happened. And, you know, my thought process has changed on it a lot, and... You know, I agree with you guys that there would be no benefit to naming the person.
Yeah, once they're caught, basically saying their name just gives them that notoriety. So now, like, in my mind, because I still don't even know his name. In my mind, he's the douchebag that shot up a school in Perryville, Florida.
please no shootings up in Perryville.
Yeah, we have lots of friends in school at Perryville. You know? And we're talking, you know, I'm getting all worked up and I'm calming down a little bit now, and I appreciate you guys bearing with me, but we're talking about strangers. If it had happened to the people in Perryville and we had lost some of our friends, you know, our minds wouldn't change. We've already set in our ways of how we feel about this, and that we don't believe this is not a gun issue. Because I think any rational person would say, okay, guns are a part of it. Even if you don't think guns are the main problem, you have to admit guns are a part of it, because they are. But if it was your child that died, if it was your school that got shot, would you go on television and tell everybody it's not a gun problem? If some kid walked into your school with an AR-15 and shot your children dead, would you look at your family members and tell them, hey, don't blame the guns? The kid was just sick while you're burying your daughter.
Have had that argument with someone? Like, oh, no, let's not bring emotion into this.
You have to.
Got to keep it to cold, hard stats.
Part of what makes us human beings are emotions.
And, like, even and that argument especially frustrates me whenever they do that. Like, no, just keep it to cold, hard stats. And then my immediate response is, well, you're ignoring those.
Yeah.
So I'm resorting to emotion because you clearly don't understand how big of an issue this is.
They're in the in the pocket of gun control lobbyists, you know, or gun lobbyists. There is no gun control lobbyists.
No.
Unfortunately.
That needs to be a thing.
I mean, there probably are one or two, but they're nowhere near as well funded as the NRA.
No, the NRA is the giant evil mega corporation that you fought against in every RPG you've ever played.
Yeah.
They're Shinra. They're, you know, they're the worst of the worst. And yet, because you like what they're offering and you buy into the propaganda, you support them.
And honestly, like, anybody that's saying thoughts and prayers, we mention this all the time.
Oh, we'll get to thoughts and prayers.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to hold off then?
Hold off on the thoughts and prayers for a moment, because that's something I really want to dig into. I was going to mention earlier that this 19-year-old former student, who was expelled for, you know, his behavior, he was also a white nationalist. He was 19.
Got held back a year or two.
And I don't know if he got expelled this year or if he had already been expelled and then years later went back. I don't know. They don't have all the details yet. We do know that he was a white nationalist. There's a group in Florida that said he did paramilitary training with them.
Oh, so he's a lone wolf.
Yeah. But they said that they did not condone or tell him to do what he did.
Yeah, so lone wolf. He's not a terrorist, you know, because
He's not a terrorist because he's white.
Acting on his own.
Yeah.
No, so. He's not a terrorist because he's white. That's.
So he's a lone wolf.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because someone said on the news, if this guy, if all of these things were happening, if these kids were Muslim or if they were Mexican, how many laws would have been passed by now?
Ooh.
How much funding would there go into to build walls around schools? You look at all of the mass shootings in the United States in the past 15 years, since Columbine in, what, 96, 97?
97,
yeah, I think it was late.
Because I'm pretty sure it was in high school when it happened.
All of the laws that have gone through, if you listen to the politicians, they keep talking, they keep hitting you over the head with illegal immigration, illegal immigrants, immigrants that are over here, the worst people that are coming over. All of these people that have shot and killed these kids in schools over and over again are white. Every time, they are white. And yet we cannot recognize that as terrorism because they're white. There's nothing we can do about it.
They're either mentally unstable or lone wolves.
They're mentally ill when they're white, and when they're of another ethnicity, they're terrorists.
Yep.
How does that play out? And how can you look at how can you talk to us with a straight face and say that?
Not every ethnicity. If they were black, then they'd just be thugs.
Yeah. It's gang violence.
Yeah. It was clearly gang related. It's just a bunch of thugs with their gang violence.
It's so easy to classify people when it comes to stuff like that, but not when they're white. Because, you know, a lot of the time, if you look at these people that are shooting these kids, they shouldn't be. Like, they shouldn't be. There's hardly ever a grudge. There's maybe bullying. I mean, there's things that have happened to them that could push them to this, but there's no, bad joke, but there's no smoking gun. You know, there's no thing that should.
No motive.
No motive to do it. It's just guy walks into a theater, kills 20 people. Kid walks into a school, kills 17. Guy shoots a country music concert up, kills 59. And still, we can't have a conversation about guns yet. Mm-mm. But here's what
and
we can't.
Most of those, the most important factor in most of those big shootings, those shootings happened with guns legally purchased by legal U.S. citizens.
White U.S. citizens.
With legal modifications, because I still can't believe bump stock is legal, but it is. Legal modifications. All of this was done completely legally up to the point of, you know, murdering people.
Glad you mentioned that, because did you also know that Florida does not regulate assault weapons?
How do you mean?
That's all I've got. Does not regulate assault weapons. So the bump stocks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's, you can modify it as much as you want.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm aware, bump stock is legal in almost every state in the country.
I don't understand. I did some research into, because I've always heard about Australia, and I looked into this. You may have heard this too. Australia had four mass shootings between 1987 and 1996. Public opinion was against guns so severely that Parliament passed stricter gun laws. Australia hasn't had a mass shooting since.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They haven't had a mass shooting since they passed stricter gun laws. And yet there are still people who say it's not a gun problem. It is completely a gun issue. And just because you love guns doesn't mean you can't be on the side of wanting to protect your children. Because
they still own, it's important that to know that they still own guns in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, it's not illegal to have a gun in Australia. No one, the parliament did not come around with a basket and say, put them in here or we're blowing up your house.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
which is what they say after every shooting in America.
Yeah.
They're going to take, I mean, God, how many Republicans have run on the ticket of, I support the NRA, I support the Second Amendment, Democrats are going to take your guns. I remember Trump, or maybe not Trump himself saying it, but definitely people online speaking for him and ads saying Hillary wants to take your guns. You know, Obama's going to take your guns after Sandy Hook. No guns were taken.
No.
Every Democrat since the late 90s has wanted to take your gun.
And look at the facts. No guns have been taken, and yet kids are still dying.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me again how we're wrong. I really want someone to show me how we're wrong other than saying, I grew up with guns. I have guns. I don't kill people. Good for you. Good for you that you're a normal person. The fact that you can't admit that there are people out there who are dangerous with them and you can't do anything about it, it's infuriating that people I know, smart people, would think this way.
Okay, yeah. Slightly off topic, but still kind of on topic. Dumb crap that kids are doing. Apparently, after the Tide Pod thing, the next thing is taking handguns and just pointing at each other.
I know.
You've got that on there, too?
No, but I did mention that. I don't know if I mentioned on the air, but I heard about that about 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I forget which one of my coworkers brought it up. Yeah, some kid shot his little brother.
In the head, accidentally, while they were doing this. Because it's you pull a gun out, and the other kid pulls a gun out, and you aim at each other, and you record it. I don't remember what the challenge
was called. Yeah, and you keep doing it. Everyone you point at, they point at someone else.
Well, the fuck can't use a Nerf gun?
What? It's fucking what? Seriously.
Like...
Nerf guns were fun, too.
The, like, fake airsoft guns or, like, anything. Like, my gun is, like, super high up and, like, so... Like, Mike doesn't even know anywhere or anything. Like, why if you have children? Like...
Well, that's now. So, how old is Mike?
7.
Mike is 7. How tall is he?
3 and something? 4?
Well, my point being that...
No, I know what you're saying.
So, the family of this kid,
but
this
with the chair, he cannot reach to where my gun is. Nor does he know where it is.
Well, this
if
family,
he remembers that I have one.
They knew he had a gun. They knew he had a gun, but they said it was put away, and they thought it wouldn't be an issue because he had a gun, but they had it put away.
In your closet is not fucking putting it away.
No.
I saw a friend.
Behind some clothes, no.
A friend of mine who said that you put a gun on a shelf and it stays there. And I don't think he meant it in this context because I think he was making a point. But you put a gun on a shelf and it stays there, insinuating that it's not the gun that causes this damage, maybe, that it's the people that cause this damage. That's absolutely not true. The gun stays there until the kid pulls it off and then takes it to school and shoots people with it.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Oh, you can kill more people with a car.
If you kill more people with a nuke, let's ban nukes. Okay.
Yes.
Grenades.
Please.
Great idea. If I was Superman, I would take guns from every single person in the world. Cause that's the only way it can work is either everyone loses guns or you can keep guns. Because you can't, you know, you can't just take away guns from people because it's true. Bad guys will still get guns. It won't deter people from shooting each other. So if I was Superman and I could take all the guns away from everybody, I would do that. I'm telling you right now that I would infringe on your right to carry a firearm, but only in a world where I could take firearms away from everyone else. But in this world where we can't do that, I'm looking for ways to stop children from dying.
Can't,
and if you're
much.
Not on board with me, then I think you are the problem in America.
Fuck
if I posted this on Facebook that when people are more upset at you for speaking out, then they are upset at the thing you're speaking out against. Mm-hmm. There is a problem.
Yes.
I mean, especially when what you're speaking out against is the death of children.
I want to ask him, I want to say, do you not support living kids? Like, right. Do you not want kids to live?
Well, we do have a population issue, you know.
I would gladly give up my gun in a heartbeat if it meant ever, like, other people had to, or have it had to locked up in a certain place that's not in your home, like, that you had to go check out your gun or something. To, like, not have a freak out attack every day my kid goes to school now because this has happened so often. And I get, we're fortunate to not really have a lot of that here, but that
knock
is still terrifying
wood.
As yeah, shit
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, as I was about to say, because I.
No, yeah.
2 days ago, Florida, those people in Florida.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm
shit.
Saying. Like, yeah. I did not want to take my kid to school today. I stayed home from everything yesterday and just hung out with my kid. Like, I'm about to cry because I'm so upset.
You're allowed to be upset.
Yeah, I know. It's gotten to a point now. I saw on CNN the headline was people are reacting to this shooting differently. And in a way they are. More people after this shooting have said we need to talk about this, but it doesn't matter because until the people that are in charge want to talk about it, all we can do is spin our wheels. Now, I'm not
and
saying
they won't until the funding, because if they talk about it, the funding goes away.
And I'm not saying not to talk about it. You know, if you've been paying attention to my Facebook the past 2 days, it's pretty much all I've talked about. And I'm fully aware that there are friends of mine who are hardcore gun advocates and will disagree with everything we said here today. And there are some that will probably delete me. There are some that probably have already deleted me because they don't like me talking out about their guns. I also realize there was a guy, I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but there was a person who had posted something about this and was advised to take it down because of you don't want to rock the boat because it could cost you opportunities in life. And that's, you know, as shitty as that sounds, it's absolutely true. We here on the show, and myself included, especially because I think I probably opened my mouth more than anyone else, I'm fully aware that the things that I say could get me in trouble or that could cost me something. Opening my mouth cost me my job at GameStop. but that was in a really immature, stupid joke kind of way. I'm not proud of what I did then and that I got in trouble for, but I am not going to back away from this, because when people stop talking about this for fear of losing future opportunities in life, if that's the path you want to take, I'm not going to criticize you for it, because everyone has to take care of themselves, but I'm not going to do that. I would rather live free and speak my mind regardless of what it will cost me than shirk away from it and, you know, try to protect what I have, because I would rather not see people die. And if talking about it will get something going and someone has to like suffer for it, I'll gladly suffer if that's what it takes. It won't happen, but you know, I can dream, can't I?
I'm right with Mandy. Like I would, those collection baskets that came to grab my guns, I would give mine up if it meant that 5 more kids a year get to live.
Mm-hmm. How often do you use your gun?
I occasionally take it out to the range.
So you don't hunt with it?
Oh, no, it's a pistol.
Right. Well, I mean, you can hunt with a pistol.
You can.
Not
well. That's hard mode.
Yeah. But you have your pistol for home protection, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming you also just like having it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, cool.
I mean, especially when I bought it, I was a big gun advocate. I mean, I've talked about it before. I used to be more on the libertarian to slightly conservative end of the political spectrum. And yeah, obviously, my political spectrum has shifted significantly.
I like to think of myself as somewhere, and I've said it before, like right in the middle. I don't like to consider myself a liberal. I don't like to consider myself conservative. It depends on the issue. I'm for gay rights. I am anti-abortion. I'm somewhere in the middle.
It just baffles me.
I know. My thought process is all over the place. But at least, you know, these are things that I believe. And I've never been a fan of guns. Like, I've never had the fascination with them that everyone else has. When I was younger, I did have a pellet rifle. And what I used to do with the pellet rifle was I would walk around with my friend Jeff, who did eventually go to jail, but at the time was still young enough not to have been in jail. And we would walk around. That's a joke for the kids. We would walk around with our air rifles, and I would shoot birds. I would shoot birds, and that was fun to me. Mm-hmm. And it took a little bit of growing up to realize that what a shitty thing you're doing, shooting birds for fun. When you have an understanding and an appreciation for life, you stop taking joy in ending it. And I can't even kill an insect anymore. Like, I hesitate to kill anything. In a video game, I will wreck shop. I will murder everything you put in front of me.
But it's not real.
In real life, you should be appreciative and respectful of everyone's existence. I assume if you are the religious type, you could chalk it up to, well, when you leave this world, something better happens to you. And if that's what you tell yourself to get through moments like this, that's fine. But you can't just rely on that, like, to solve the problem. And that's where we're going to get into the thoughts and prayers thing. Because that's the other thing that I've seen today, mostly from lawmakers, that they offer their thoughts and prayers and no action and no discussion,
mm-hmm.
but thoughts and prayers. The biggest one, I sent this to the group chat. I am, again, not going to name names, but this is a friend of a friend who's kind of a friend. He posted something on his Facebook, which is now gone, but Steve Kerr. You know who Steve Kerr is?
It sounds familiar.
Basketball coach. For the Golden State Warriors?
That's right. He posted, I guess he was doing an interview or something, and he mentioned that lawmakers don't care that we're burying our kids. They don't care that the hallways are covered in blood. You know, he went on this big tangent about it. And this person said Steve Kerr should just stick to coaching. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the gist of it. He shouldn't speak out. He should just stick to coaching. And I was upset about it. So normally I don't just reply to people to get into arguments. This is one of the few times I did, because that is such a stupid thing to say, that mm-hmm. if you can't have an opinion about something, you know? So we get in this argument, and I don't have the entire thing because he did delete it, but I screenshotted part of it, and I want to read that part to you, because my argument was that we should not rely on these prayers that everyone keeps talking about to fix this, because God isn't going to fix this. And that no matter who you are, you should speak out and create dialogue that maybe we can create some change in this country. And he replied with, and I'm going to read the whole thing, so maybe a little long, bear with me. But it says, until someone comes up with a viable solution or has a solution in mind, they shouldn't talk about it. prayers do matter, and God knew it was going to happen before it did. Is it tragic? Yes. Should we take everyone's guns away? No. Should Steve Kerr, who is a basketball coach for the NBA, be talking about it during a pre- or post-game interview? I think not. Nonetheless, I have sat in training after training on this, and you can prepare yourself for the very worst. Still doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Throwing money at mental illness and the idea of getting rid of certain guns is not going to change any of this. You and I both know that the only way for people to start showing compassion for one another in the way that God's grace has asked for it. Before I get to my reply and his reply, I want to touch on a few things he said there. The first being, you know, personally, prayers do matter, and God knew it was going to happen before it did.
That pisses me off.
You talk about God like he's an all-knowing, mm-hmm. all-powerful being.
It's also not the thought of all Christians. That's a certain portion of Christians believe that...
that he knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
If that's, you know, if that's true, and God can fix this through prayer and grace and all that, what you're basically now telling me is that God is kind of like a, I don't know, maybe a loan shark or something. He will only take action if so much money is given to him.
Yeah.
You have to get so much prayer before God will save your children. So, what kind of God would do that?
So clearly you didn't pray enough at Vegas to make this school shooting.
Yeah, clearly we're not. God is upset that we don't love him enough. It's not that he loves us unconditionally, like you've told me before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's that he needs us to love him even harder before he'll stop letting our children die. You truly believe that as a believer in God, first off? Because I will be the first to say I don't know the most about Christianity or whatever version of Christianity this person is. But I do know that if there is a God and he is all powerful and he is all forgiving, that he would not hold us for ransom for prayers to stop dead children.
Well, and plus, like, the thing about it is you can't, like, whenever the thoughts and prayers go out, like, I understand there are people that believe that, you know, their thoughts and prayers can stop future school shootings. That's not going to happen.
I mean, it hasn't worked yet.
Because, but, like, most of the people that are offering thoughts and prayers are offering them to the families to help them get through this mm-hmm. tragedy.
Which I have no problem with.
Right, and that's fine. But if you offer thoughts and prayers to work through, like, you know, stop the next school shooting, that would be God tampering with free will. He doesn't do. So, like, that goes again. So if you believe that thoughts and prayers are going to stop future school shootings, like, well, you don't really know how this works very well.
And if, you know, there is a legitimate, I don't know if it's a Bible quote or what, but it's something I've heard all my life and I couldn't quite pinpoint it. Allie helped me with it. And that is that, prayer without action falls on deaf ears. So if mm-hmm. all you do is pray that this monster goes away and you do nothing to help stop it, then you're doing nothing, and it will not change.
It's the cop-out to keep them from looking like the bad guy. I'm sorry this happened to you, but I'm not going to do anything.
It's the cop-out mm-hmm. so we don't talk about guns. Because in that conversation, he did say, where was it? I think that's one of the next things. Throwing money at mental illness and the idea of getting rid of certain guns is not going to change any of this. Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, can we try at least?
Are you kidding me? You don't think if we take away assault rifles that they won't use assault rifles in schools? If we put more money in the middle, I don't know, maybe do some research into it for the first time in 20 plus years, then maybe we could figure this out. If there's a disease, we research it. If a plane crashes, we study it. We do all of these tests to find out how to never make it, you know, happen again. Mm-hmm. When a kid shoots up a school, nothing. Absolutely nothing but prayers. And when you look at the stats of how many mass shootings there have been in the past 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, fucking prayers aren't working. Either God either doesn't exist or God does not interfere in our lives. It's one or the other. And either way it goes, God isn't going to fix it. And I would never tell anyone they're stupid for believing in God. You know, no. It's something mm-hmm. I struggle with every day. But, there's never part of me that thinks I can just pray it away. And it really frustrates me when you see the video. And I know they're happy because their children are alive. And I won't take that away from them. But when you see the videos thanking Jesus that his kid was alive and then their kids are dead, mm-hmm. you're playing favorites. Jesus is playing favorites with them now. And that's a shitty thing too.
Just happened to be the hand that they got dealt.
So, and what the point I was going to make earlier about the thoughts and prayers, because I hear a lot of people say that, well, there's nothing really that we as civilians can do outside of thoughts and prayers, which is not true.
No.
You can be on the phone with your senators. The reason that a lot of this, and on top of money, the reason that a lot of this stuff goes through from the NRA, and that's just another point, side point related to the NRA, if you say thoughts and prayers with these families and you are a member of or donate to the NRA.
Marco Rubio.
Then you are part of the problem.
Marco Rubio. Republican, a lot of, not all Republicans.
No.
I mean, there's a Democrat, there's literally, I researched this, there's literally one Democrat who, gets contributions from the NRA. He has got a lifetime, I believe I read about 45,000. He is ranked 83rd on the list.
Yeah, that's the 83,000, like you said, $83,000?
No, $45,000.
Okay. Yeah, and he's 83rd on the list. Yeah, $45,000 puts him 83rd on the list.
Marco Rubio, in his career has had over $3 million donated to his campaign by the NRA. He is sixth among current members of Congress.
Yeah. So yeah.
And he's the Florida Republican, by the way. He's the Republican, senator from Florida in the state where this happened.
Sounds right. So yeah, that's the thing. If you cannot offer thoughts and prayers and also send your donations into the NRA, they are a significant part of the problem. So moving on from that though, the point I was going to make, there are things you can do because, all right. So you remember when like net neutrality was going around and everybody was calling their senators and everything else. And we've gotten it squashed a couple of times. We've moved past it a few times, but that's not from inaction. That's from thousands of people across the country, tens of thousands of people across the country harassing their senators, myself included, at least once a week, if not a couple of times a day, about we don't want this to happen. Like, we're the ones that keep you employed. We don't want this to happen. Now, whenever laws go through for gun control or anything gun related, the NRA is on top of it. They put out newsletters to everybody that's subscribed, and all of those people go net neutrality on their senators. And all of us people that, you know, say, no, we don't want that to happen, we either don't hear about it because it doesn't make news or anything anywhere, or by the time we do, it's too late, and we miss out on the call. So the senators get their calls from their constituents, the NRA, and that's it. Pay attention. Whenever these laws go through, because there have been gun control laws getting, you know, put, like introduced to the Senate. Call your senator. Let them know.
In most polls, and I'll tell you, I was watching Morning Joe today and I got this, from them and they got it from polls that have been conducted. So I know you're automatically going to say, well, that's fake news. Sure. If that's what you tell yourself. If you're this far into the program and you're still listening, like, I'd be surprised if that's what you believe. But, they said most polls show that people in America are more for guns, stricter gun laws. More Americans are for stricter gun laws than the people that are saying, don't take my guns. But you're right, is that they don't act out nearly as much as the people who want to keep their gun laws.
Right.
And that is an issue. That's something that we can do. We can also change the culture we live in. You know, and I'm not talking about take away guns. I'm not talking about take away rap music or whatever. Cause, you know, there are people that blame rap music, people that blame video games. You don't have to take away any of that. But the way that we teach our children, the way that we, present ourselves to them, we could be a little bit better about telling our children what's up. We could be better about listening to them when they have problems. We could be better about seeing signs about when kids are being bullied and stuff like that. There are still people that tell you bullying doesn't exist, that kids should stop being pussies. And when I was a kid and I got picked on, like, whatever, this isn't about you. And that's the biggest thing about this is I wish I could tell all those people who keep saying, well, I did when I was growing up. This isn't a fucking about you. Fuck you. You don't matter. This is about these kids that are dying. Like, fuck your life and how you grew up. I don't care.
And our bullying wasn't someone could bring a fucking semi-automatic weapon.
And we
you
also
got punched. Like,
we also didn't have social media.
Yeah, yeah. Our bullying, we went home and got access to escape it.
Yeah, now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
They can make pages about fun of you, like, easily share photos of you around.
And the technology is getting worse and worse. We talked about the porn technology.
Uh-huh.
Where now, Mandy, someone could take pictures of you literally, upload it to a machine and they could have a porn video of you faked that looks perfectly.
I've read about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, tell me again how bullying isn't a thing. But these people, they're all about themselves. They're self-absorbed. And if we could maybe change that and just treat, like, I'll give this person credit when he says we need to show each other more compassion. That's absolutely true.
Yes.
But that doesn't just start with reading the Bible. It starts with how we speak to each other and how we treat each other as civilians.
And granted, like, if you actually practiced what the Bible taught, which I'll grant you some Christians do, far fewer than would anyone would care to admit, then yeah, like, compassion would start to be shown and it would help. But it's still not the answer. It's just a shortcut to an answer.
it's a band-aid. It's you tell everyone thoughts and prayers. God is with us. God will fix this. We just need to pray more. It's a band-aid until the next one. How many of these have to happen before people stop relying on that band-aid? I'll read you my reply to him, and then his reply, which is really the most baffling, probably the most baffling thing you'll hear today. And it may be the most enraging thing you hear. Or if you are a hardcore religious person, you may 100% agree. And first off, let me just say that true. If every single person in the world followed the same religion and we all believed in it, we probably wouldn't have school shootings. That is not the world we live in. You live in the world that we live in now. This is what you're dealing
with.
This
is America.
not a fantasy version of the world. But I replied to this person. I said, how is anyone supposed to come up with a viable solution if we can't talk about it? I'm not a complete idiot. I know this isn't an easy thing to fix. But waiting for the politicians to fix it while we sit and pray for things to work out isn't going to change anything. Until we make people angry and uncomfortable, there will be no change because politicians don't want to shake the status quo, even if it's for good reasons. We didn't sit around and wait for black people to just get the right to vote, did we? We cannot be quiet about the injustices of the world. Whether you're a basketball coach or a video game retailer or just some kid who's scared his school could be next. You mentioned that guns aren't an issue and everyone clings to their beliefs and gets defensive about it. But correct me if I'm wrong in the belief that although we have had more mass shootings in the past 10 years in our entire history, no guns have been taken away by anyone. Everyone gets so nervous about the big bad government taking away their guns, but no one has. Yet month after month, more people die. It's a problem and we need to talk about it no matter who you are. God will not fix this alone. His reply, and again, possibly the most infuriating thing you will hear this week, is we do. It needs to be talked about. But what I feel is different than what you feel. I feel the answers are in the Bible. And if people would turn there, they will find the answers. There is no wishing, only praying. And through God's grace and mercy, we will all be saved. Not by the worldly and human decisions we make here on this earth. Tragic things will happen, but it's what we do after them that makes the difference. I think it's the change in each person that matters, not the actual ideals or things we do to make the changes. It's unfortunate. I don't know what he meant by the last part there. But the fact that you're just saying like, yeah, kids are dead. Look in the Bible. That's such a cop-out answer. And I said that it's arguments like that that make me hate religion. You know, I try my hardest not to hate religion. There are things I definitely have problems with, but I think religion as a whole is a good thing and that it can benefit people. And I'm not even saying that it's fake. I mean, it may be real. I don't know. I'm still trying to find myself. But when I hear that as an answer to like literally dead kids, have you seen the video?
No, and I don't want to watch it.
I don't recommend it.
No,
you know, it's kids hunkering down. Mm-hmm. You hear pops, you hear people screaming, and you're telling me that the way to fix that is just to open up the Bible and read it. That's such a stupid answer.
And when you have to try and keep calm, like when you're texting your kid to make sure they're okay, did you see that one?
Yeah.
And then people are like saying, wow, that dad is really fucking calm. He has to be because
they're going to freak out more.
And yeah, like
There was a reporter that followed a father around. He could not get a hold of his daughter and he kept texting her and calling her and she wouldn't answer. And he's, drove around, went from place to place, you know, official to official, trying to find his daughter, trying to find where these kids were. And this reporter followed him around in his mission to try to find this. He never could find anything out. It was so chaotic. So they left, and then the reporter got a text from him later that said, she's gone. Yeah. And you told me again,
the
Bible.
Thoughts and prayers?
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers?
Like, no.
There's a woman that they got on video today. Her daughter died as well. And have you seen this? She's screaming, you know, do something, Trump. Please do something. Mm-hmm. And Trump, you know, I had this in here too, and we already mentioned that he rolled back that Obama era regulation. Mm-hmm. But he tweeted this morning, so many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed, even expelled from school for bad and erratic behavior. Neighbors and classmates knew he was a big problem. Must always report such instances to authorities again and again. Almost like he's blaming the people for not reacting.
He's blaming the neighborhood.
For not reacting well enough to this. From the man that rolled back a regulation that would have possibly prevented
him,
maybe
from
not this person, but someone else that could be even worse from getting a gun.
I mean, depending on why he was expelled, it very well could have prevented him from purchasing a firearm legally.
He could have been flagged. Now, could he have gotten a gun illegally?
Yeah.
Possibly. But like, what you're telling me is you don't want to take the effort to try to make it harder?
Because I feel like there are ways of getting guns illegally, but it is significantly more difficult. It's like the pipe bomb thing. Like, you can't just make a pipe bomb. You can't just go to the black market with get, you know, grab yourself a little basket at the entrance and just start throwing guns and ammunition in there and then hand over some bitcoins at the register. That's not.
Although some people would probably like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And then we had a gun shop that opened up in Jackson, too, on Jackson Boulevard. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw
I'm
that.
Like, oh, good.
The second one.
The second one, because we needed another fucking gun shop around here.
What we have a majority of in this city are gun shops, liquor places, churches, and
vape
shops and
I get hunting,
pawn shops.
And I get hunting is huge around here, but we don't need that.
No.
And everyone already has a gun to hunt. Like, you don't need another fucking shop.
Well, someone asked, like, and this has been said over and over again. I've seen this quote many times, but like, if you have to have an assault rifle to kill a deer, you shouldn't be a hunter.
Yeah.
If you have to, you know, if you have to have an assault rifle to feel safe, then again, man, it's the culture needs to change.
Yeah.
America is a gun culture nation. We celebrate it. We celebrate violence. Jesse, how many times have we, you know, we worked at GameStop and we work here at Gaming Grounds where people come in and say, is there any nudity in it? Well, no, but it's massive violence. You're killing innocent people.
The worst one in particular was Modern Warfare 2 that had the airport scene
where
you
shoot the innocent people.
Yeah. So fun story for those of you that aren't, you know, too up on this and didn't work in the industry, especially. Whenever Shannon and I worked at GameStop, one of the big things, any M-rated game, we had to card. Like, that was just, GameStop took the ESRB very seriously.
Yes, it did.
So whenever people would, you know, come up and purchase this game, we'd have to let them know, you know, this is M-rated, just so you're aware. Cause if it was a mom or something, you know, that was clearly buying it for their kid or whatever, or even if it was certain people, you just had to tell them, just so you're aware, this one is rated M. Well, as long as there's no nudity in it. Well, no, but at the beginning, you do shoot up an entire airport full of innocent civilians. Like, that's just happens at the beginning of the game. Granted, they did put a feature in there where you could skip it. I don't remember if that was default or if that was a patch.
If I remember correctly, they added it because people were upset that they had to do it. Because believe it or not, some people took offense to murdering innocent people.
Right. Like, if you're at war fighting enemy combatants, that's one thing. But yeah, gunning down an airport full of people it wasn't like they just gave you the pistol or whatever. They gave you an LMG to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just mowed down literally. It was like Dynasty Warriors, but with an LMG. It was bad.
Yeah.
And that was very much the thing. Like,
and they didn't care.
We had that conversation with several people. This wasn't like a one-off thing. Like, does it have nudity? No, but, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just a video game.
Yeah, like, the amount of violence does not matter, but even if you, a hair of a nipple or a butt crack.
God.
Nope.
We live in a society where we'd rather our kids learn about murdering each other and like how to handle weapons and how to handle guns than how to be respectful to women.
Or how to understand human anatomy.
Or that's it. We're just sex in general.
Yeah. Sex in general. Like, you know,
that should be something you just fumble through on your wedding day.
And the fact that we taught women for so long not to be distracting to the boys as opposed to teaching the boys to be respectful towards the women. You know, we're a fucked up country.
Well, boys will be boys.
I truly believe that America has a sickness. Because if you look at America versus every other country in the world, this is the greatest country in the world, by the way. I there are a lot of flaws, but I stand by that America is the greatest country in the world. We have so many freedoms in this country that other people aren't allowed. And I know I've seen the video where Jeff Daniels breaks down how other countries are great and America's not. We've all seen that fucking video. And the other countries can't be great, but I think America as the melting pot of the world is amazing. But if you can't criticize something you love, then do you really love it? You know, if you can't just go, yes, there is a problem, we need to talk about it, then maybe you're the un-American. You know? I don't know. It's upsetting. I know I'm going to lose a bunch of people after, not this show. So I think a lot of people that listen to us, probably won't listen to this show. I don't know what the ratings are going to be on this one. I also don't care. There are sometimes you need to come in and just talk. And this is one of those shows for me. I would rather talk about something fun. I really do. You know, the moment I sat down and before I even hit record, I could, you get that feeling that you're choking back that emotion. That's how I felt. And I would rather talk about video games and like movies and stuff. But my God, you know, someone has to talk about this. We can't just ignore this and go, well, someone will fix it, because they're not. God's not fixing it. Congress isn't fixing it. No one is fixing it. We're just going to ignore this. I guarantee you in a week, no one will be talking about this. You know what they're going to be talking about? They're going to be talking about the FBI investigation by Robert Mueller. They're going to be talking about Stormy Daniels and her affair with Donald Trump. we're gonna see the news cycle just continue with more Trump bashing, which whatever. Hey, I hate Trump too, but I don't think that this should be just kind of swept under the rug until the next one. Literally the next one. We'll be back to thoughts and prayers and there's nothing that can be done. Don't jump the gun on this. You don't know. This is just a mental issue. We don't know the facts. The fact is that he took a assault rifle into a school and shot kids. Those are the facts. Mm-hmm. And I dare anyone to dispute that.
Yeah. Also, real quick, I just want to go back to a point that Lindsay made that I feel like we glossed over a little bit that I think we should really highlight.
I want to be 100% honest with you. I'm very back and forth right now. And I want to apologize to Lindsay first because I said something before the show that, I didn't mean the way it sounded. And, because I love Lindsay. I love Lindsay a whole lot. And I think I make her very uncomfortable sometimes because I get on rants and she doesn't, there's not a lot she can say because I'm talking so fast. There's no time to make a point. So she chimes in, she'll make a comment, she'll make a quip. And I said, I don't know if I can handle you doing that tonight before I like lash out at you. So I apologize.
Okay.
Jesse.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I don't think this was something that was just ignored or anything by Lindsay. It was just going back to the bullying thing that I think was a phenomenal point. And I think it's something that a lot of people, especially people our age and older, don't get is because of social media. Whenever we were kids, and we got, cause I mean, I got bullied in school before I became, you know, bigger than all of them.
I was bullied in school because I had dandruff.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
they made my life hell.
Kids are dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like kids are dicks. So yeah, that was the thing though. Whenever I was in school and you know, anybody, you know, everybody here at this table, few years younger, everybody older than me. Whenever we got out of school, if we had a bully issue, that was the end of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We went home. We went to our sanctuary.
It was your refuge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we played with our friends. We hung out with our families. We watched TV around the table, blah, 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 blah. That was life.
And you braced yourself for the bus ride to school the next day and sucked it up and dealt with it. Or you went and told a teacher, your parents, and the principal.
And then you got in trouble for being a snitch and it got worse. No, it's a terrible situation.
Yeah. Fuck that. That whole thought process of snitches get stitches. No. If I know you're doing something to hurt other people or you're doing something awful, I will snitch on you 1,000 times. I just want you to know that. I don't follow that fucking street logic. Street logic gets you killed or put in jail and other people suffer. And if that's the code you live by, you're a piece of shit.
No, I agree. I agree. So yeah, that was the thing though. You got to go home. With social media these days, with the internet, with cell phones and all this other stuff, there's no escape anymore.
No.
It's so much worse than it's ever been before.
Yeah.
Like I had this argument with my mom a while back because she just didn't get it. And it's terrible. Like you can't just not have a phone anymore. That's not how the world works.
Everyone has a phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
I miss the days when I didn't have a phone attached to me at all times.
You were connected 24/7 in this day and age.
Right. And like there are the pros for that far outweigh the cons.
Right.
Like it is very necessary to be able to have access to the internet.
Even a school shooting scenario where these kids were literally live streaming it. They were, you know, texting authorities. Like that's vital.
Yeah. Something like that. Okay. If this had happened 20 years ago before cell phones and everything else, that kid may have not been caught.
He may have just gotten away. Yeah.
Yeah. Because kids were able to authorities were able to use that information to apprehend the suspect.
And like where he was and stuff. Yeah. Like yeah. Right. Scary.
Like it's extremely helpful. And yeah, like it's wonderful, phenomenal technology, but for bullies, it's also just wonderful, beautiful technology because it doesn't have to stop.
Right.
They can post really hurtful stuff on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Mm-hmm. They can throw it up. Mandy mentioned, like, you can create pages like so-and-so's a douche. Mm-hmm. And, like, a lot of people can like it and share it before Facebook removes it because it's been reported by someone.
You can troll. You can stalk.
You can, like, even if you try and block them, they'll just send you hateful things on a different one or get your phone, like.
And there's two options. Like, a lot of people, how many times have we seen bullying lead to suicide? Especially with teenagers, because of social media.
Yeah.
Lots of times. Mm-hmm. And then people will say, well, just get off social media. You know,
it's not that easy.
Well, isn't that like, it should not be this kid's problem that they're not allowed to get on social media because someone will stalk them. That's like telling a woman, don't dress like that or you're going to get raped.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is the equivalent of it. And that people are so quick to go, well, just get off social media if you can't handle it. Fuck you.
Yeah, it says the guy that's never been bullied on social media.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, as a kid, importantly. like, as adults, you know, you kind of like, you do adapt and you learn to deal with it.
Yeah,
but
if someone tried to bully me on social media right now, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Like, if people started hating on my posts, I laugh about it, but I'm also a 35-year-old grown ass man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I was a 16-year-old Shannon.
And you're trying to fit in.
And you're trying to fit in and you're trying to have friends and you're trying to fall in love and all the things that stupid teenagers do.
Yeah.
That could ruin your life. That could literally lead you to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Because it has.
It's so much, and people just can't.
Or kill other people.
Yeah.
By the way, in a situation like a lot of these.
And a lot of people, especially, again, like our age and older, just for whatever reason, there's a disconnect there. They don't understand. Like, you just try to imagine being 15 and that bullying following you everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or God forbid, if you're a girl, because it usually happens to women. I mean, it can happen to men, but usually it happens to women. Let's say you're talking to someone, you really like them, and you, God forbid, you sent them a picture of you naked or topless or something.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's everywhere.
It's
now.
Everywhere. Revenge porn sites, posting on Instagram, on Twitter. Like that could ruin your life.
Yeah. As like a 15-year-old girl.
Making
like
one mistake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hitting that all over the internet. Cause I mean, you see stuff like that, like on TV and stuff, and you think it's sensationalized and you think it's like not that doesn't ever really happen.
No, it does.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise it wouldn't be on TV and being shown.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, I sent one naked picture to a girl on a phone. Actually, no, it was on webcam. Because I didn't have a phone.
I thought last time we had this conversation, you said you've never sent a dick pic.
No. Well, it wasn't a dick pic. It was just shirtless.
Oh,
it was just shirtless. She sent me a shirtless pic. I sent her a shirtless pic. I obviously got more out of that than she did. although at the time I was not in, I mean, I'm still not in shape, but I wasn't in shape then either. So like, even though, she sent me a topless picture and I could have probably ruined her life with that. She could have very easily, even though it wouldn't have maybe ruined my life, that picture could have come back to haunt me however many times. Every time I do something successful, that picture could come up. Here's teenage, chubby, shirtless Shannon. Let's all laugh at him. You can't escape that. You know, Dalton has the picture of him dressed up like Gaston or in the drag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the dress. Yeah. And like, we post it and we joke about it and laugh. We love Dalton. Like, Dalton's one of our, as much as I hate Dalton sometimes, I love Dalton. But someone else could take that picture and like, fuck with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And could.
And especially like, if this was back when, like, say he did that in private and that picture got out while he was in high school.
Oh, it would have
ruined him.
Ruined him.
Yeah.
He would have been bullied to no end.
And then people put on the internet, just go kill yourself. Like, so easily. Like, I don't, like,
the way we, again, the culture.
Yeah. Like,
are scum.
We played
I'm
League
sorry,
of Legends,
but we are.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they'd be like, you suck at this game, uninstall it and kill yourself. I'm like,
Why Excuse me?
Yeah, why would you tell someone
why
that?
Why would you tell someone that? Like,
I never had
at
that.
All.
I never had that until recently. So, you know, remember the guy that used to come in the store with the big beard? He was the traveler and he just left recently. He was going to go, he kind of wore the jumpsuit all the time, had the big
beard.
Yeah. Super cool guy. And he kind of travels across the United States. He's kind of a gypsy type, you know? Well, I let him play on my PlayStation because I wasn't using it at the time. He played World War II. And when I finally got my PlayStation 4 Pro and I went home and I'm like, okay, I'm setting it all up. I've got all these messages. And I'm like, what is this? Literally, some guy was like, you had a 0.92 KD. Just kill yourself. And I'm like,
yeah,
like, okay, mm-hmm. He didn't even do that bad. A 0.92 is not terrible. And you're telling him to kill yourself over that? Like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
I've gotten a message before like, you fucking suck at this game. Uninstall it and kill yourself. And I'm like, because I haven't played this game in 6 months and now I'm bad and so I should end my life over a video game
well Mandy they're gonna take our virtual guns away.
First they want me to send them a naked picture first.
Did they really?
No, but I'm just saying
she's adding into the stereotypes.
Being a girl,
yeah,
let me take a selfie for you and then kill myself because that's what you would want.
Yeah, you are like,
and I can't be good at a game because I'm a girl. There's no winning.
America is
I really hope Shanghai Dragons become like top team in the Overwatch League now.
They have a woman in there.
They can be second to London.
Yeah, they drafted the first female player.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. That's really good. Like, it's amazing. As I get older, I'm starting to become more mature about things like this. And, I wish I could impart that wisdom on people. You know, when I was younger, when I was a kid, my mom used to tell me things and other adults would tell me stuff like, you know, don't do this or you're going to regret this. And I was just whatever. And mm-hmm. then you get older and you're like, God damn, they were right.
Yep.
They were all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and like, then now you tell kids, like I tell, you know, Ethan or Dante when he was coming here, I tried to impart that wisdom on them and they're just like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, holy shit. It happened to me.
Yep.
Yeah. It's so hard because you have that disconnect. Like they're like, you know, you're going to hate it when you get older. You really need to treasure these times because it's never going to be better for you or it's never going to be easier or whatever. And it's like, whatever. I can't wait to be old and have money.
I can't wait to be, you know, 30. I'm going to be on top of the world. And it's like, well, you're probably not. Probably you're going to be
especially
sitting,
if you're not working hard now.
Yeah. Oh God. I wish I could go back and tell myself things. One of my biggest fears is that the universe is, we talked about last week's, cyclical.
Oh my God.
Cyclical, whatever.
You fucking hurt my brain.
Yeah. I really don't want to repeat this over and over
turtles
again.
Turtles all the way down.
Oh. God. Oh. Anyway. All right. On that note, I think we should end the show. I just want to put two things up real quick. One, you're not stupid for being religious. Three things. You're not stupid for being religious. I'm not trying to take your guns away. God will not fix this, and we need to have a conversation. Please, please don't let this become just another part of the news cycle. Please don't ignore this until the next one happens.
Oh, and also, we don't hate you because you like guns.
If you're still listening, we don't. But you probably stopped almost at the beginning. So mm-hmm.
This is going to be a gun control episode by a bunch of them libtards. All right, we out.
We out. Let's go play Call of Duty. Let's go shoot guns in our house. For the rest of you that did stick with us tonight, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm sorry it was such a down show and a little emotional, but, you know, you feel like a 17 dead would do that to you. So we'll be back next week, and hopefully we'll be talking about things that aren't so bleak. And I know we will on Sunday on Nerd Up. Sunday at least is a bastion of, you know, is a bastion of comedy and information. So I thank you for that. I know the Thursday show gets a little blue sometimes. So does the Tuesday show, depending on whose show it is.
It's true.
So we'll do that. I'm going to avoid the links tonight. I also never mentioned who was on the show tonight. I feel like you should know at this point.
But you probably gathered.
If you're interested, your cast was Shannon, Jesse, Lindsay, and Mandy. So thank you guys for being with us. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week, and love each other and keep each other safe, and good wishes. Good night.